went 3 days to the meetings of Archbishop Benson Oidahosa. The coordinators of his meeting had got a phone call from Nigeria, and they were told, sorry, the bishop cannot be able to come. He cannot be able to come. And so they did not know what to do. They had done a lot of publicity all over the place, and he was not able to come. So they did not know what to do. And they had heard about a young Kenyan boy, because I was the boy at the time, who was visiting London. And they called the house of my host, and they asked, would that young Kenyan boy agree to step into the shoes of Benson Oidahosa and preach in his meetings? And so I was told, they are asking whether you can step in and take the place of Benson Oidahosa. I said, no, it cannot be me. This guy is my hero. I have read his books. This guy has raised the dead. I cannot fit in his shoes. And I said, a big no, I cannot. And they persisted. They said, we don't have anybody else. We feel that you are the person. I said, no, it cannot be me. And they persisted. And then what I decided to do, I decided I would go to God and ask for an answer. Should I do it or should I not? Should I do it or should I not? And I went to my knees seeking the answer from God. And God told me, I want you to do it. And I said to God, how can I do it? I am just Francis Murure Mungai. And you know where I come from? I come from a small village, a town called Warufaga, Elbagon. And you know so well, God, you know so well, Elbagon is not known for good reasons. I tell you what, I had an experience with God that changed the rest of my life. I used to see myself as a product of Elbagon. I used to see myself as someone who was born in abject poverty, where the poor people in our village, they used to call my family poor. That's how I used to see myself. I used to see myself as a black person. That's how I used to see myself. I used to see myself as a stammerer. I used to see myself as someone who did not qualify. But God told me, when I called you, I did not call you to be Benson Oidahosa, because you will never be. You will never be. I called you to be Francis Rory Wamungai. And you will always be. And he told me, nobody is like you. You are unique. Nobody can have your fingerprints. You are one of a kind. You carry a certain flavor that nobody else carries. Hallelujah. And for the first time in my life, I began to feel comfortable in my own skin. I did not care much what people would say. For the first time, I knew I was not human opinion. I was God's opinion for the first time. I did not care what people would conclude about me. I knew God had the answer for my life. Hallelujah. And I told God, on account of what you have said to me, when I sought the answer from you, like David did, I want you to use me for the glory of your name. Everywhere I go, I want people to see God. I want to decrease so that I can have more of you. I tell you what, the things we saw in the UK during that period, I've never seen them in my life. Some of them were documented on local newspapers in different cities. The miracles that God did. And so anywhere I go around the world, I no longer see myself as a dark-skinned person. I no longer see myself as 5'7" or 5'8". I don't have to imitate Billy Graham or T.D. Jakes or Joyce Meyer. I want to be myself. Hallelujah. Because God sees me as Francis Mururi Wamungai. And I don't need to fake anything. I don't need to fake anything. I want to be myself. But the secret, I sought the answer from the Lord. Somebody say amen. I sought the answer from the Lord. Some of us, we are confused. The reason why we are confused, because we think psychiatrists and psychologists and attorneys and our doctors and our physiotherapists, they have the final word. And you go to them, they give you conflicting messages, and you end up being confused. I want to point you to the one who holds the answer to every question at the corner of your mind. David, he sought the answer from God, and God would tell him, go and attack. Then he asked, if I go and rescue the city of Keilah, will the people of Keilah betray me? And he was told, yes, they will. But I will give you an escape route. Listen, being a Christian does not mean you will not fight battles. Yes, you will fight battles. But God has promised victory. Because we are the only army in the world. Even before we step out into the battlefield, victory is assured. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when the devil tries to throw landmines on my footpath, God has promised that he will give me victory even when I am in the eye of the storm. Being a Christian does not mean that you will not be attacked. You will be. Being a Christian doesn't mean you will not be tempted, because you will. You will suffer. But God is saying that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them from them all. So, David did not only ask for the answer from God, But he also sought for the counsel of God. The counsel of God. There was a prophet of God. There was a priest whose name was Abiathar. Remember, Saul had killed 85 of them. Abiathar was the only one that was spared. And David would tell Abiathar, I want you to bring forth the effort. That is the priestly garment that you put on your shoulders when you go to seek the counsel of God. Hallelujah. Remember Saul. Saul, when he rejected the counsel of God, he would go to soothsayers. He would seek the counsel of sorcerers. Listen to me tonight. God wants you, like David, not only to seek his answer, but also to seek the counsel of God. The counsel of God. The counsel of God. You have got prophets of God in the house. You have got men of God in the house. You have got women of God in the house. When you are going through thick and thin, when you find yourself stuck between the rock and the hard place, go to those women and men of God. Let them ask. Let them ask. Let them ask for effort. Let me tell you. If there is a cry in my heart, because effort represents the tangible presence of God. If there is anything I need in my life, it is the presence of God. I cannot do without the presence of God. I am tired of theatrics in the church. I am tired of them. I am tired of games in the church. I am tired. I am tired of playing church. I want God in anything that I do. Because whatever I do, it is not about me. It is about him. I want to have the effort on my shoulders so that anytime I need an answer, I need a counsel from God, I know I will be able to hear. That says the Lord. That says the Lord. That says the Lord. God is tired of religion. God wants us to have a relationship with him. Because if you want to walk under anointing, anointing is derived from your intimacy with God. Your relationship with God. Knowing who God is. So that in moment of your crisis, you can always go to God and seek for his counsel. What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? Whom am I supposed to accompany me? The counsel of God. When you know how to seek the counsel of God, you can never go wrong. David understood how to seek the answer from God and to seek the counsel of God. And as a result, he was able to obtain his victory against his enemies. Listen to me tonight. There's nothing the enemy is afraid of like when you team up with God. Because you plus God makes
an unbeatable team. Hallelujah. But when you play religion, you become vulnerable to the wiles and to the attacks of the enemy. But when you link your arm with the arm of one who is mightier than the mightiest, you will conquer every giant. You will scale every mountain before you in the name of Jesus. 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 Like David, I have come here today to declare that whatever the enemy has tried to loot in your life, he will put it back. Your time of restoration is now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody will give good news before the end of the year. Hallelujah. Your time of spreading out and multiplying is now. Hallelujah. You are going to become barrier breakers. All the barriers the enemy has placed on your path, God will use you to break those barriers through the name of Jesus. But it is important you seek the answer from God and the counsel from God. That is where your victory lies. Number three, when Saul learned that David was in Keilah, he would send out his men to go and capture him. But David had heard instruction from God, and so he sought the refuge of God. God has got a place for your hiding. There's a place for your hiding in God. There's a place you can hide. Let me tell you. You know, there are times in our lives we feel so vulnerable. And there are times we become weary even of praying and fasting, because it seems like we are throwing punches in the air, achieving nothing. But I tell you what, in those moments when we are on the verge of throwing in the towel, when it seems like our bottom is falling out, it seems like the roof of our head is caving in, it seems like we want to throw in the towel, that is the time God will lead us into a place of refuge. 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 Listen. When you love God, even when they sent out deportation letters that they want to deport you, God will always give you instructions where to go, because he has become your fortress and your refuge. Because the moment you know you cannot be an alien or a stranger in the earth which is the Lord's, when you understand that, you will know that in America you are not an alien, because the earth is the Lord. It has become our parish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not seeking for any human favor. You carry favor as a child of God. God told Joshua, wherever you shall tread by the sole of your feet, I will give it to you to become your inheritance. Your feet are not in Canada. Your foot are not in Kambu. They are in Dallas, Texas. You got to understand. It has got to sink in your mind.
whatever can be inherited here. And you don't need to apologize for that. You don't need to apologize for that. If you live in a big house in Dallas, Wellington, or wherever, you don't have to apologize to anybody. You took what is rightfully yours. But you see this. You see, since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered. It is the violent who will take it by. You have got to push your way through the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. If it's that car you want to drive in America and you believe it is your car, you can drive it. You know, some of you, when you get letters in your mailbox, you are scared to open them. You know, back in the UK, because they drop letters in your house. There is a hole in every house. That's where they drop the letters. And I remember those days, people didn't have, they had issues with immigration and problem with papers. Anytime they would hear the sound of a mailman, the enemy would set butterflies in their stomach. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, we don't need to be intimidated. We don't need to be afraid. Such times is when God provides a place for refuge. You know, Saul, he made many attempts to kill David, but he did not. In fact, David had opportunities to take revenge on Saul, but he did not kill him because he saw the big picture. Amen. He knew that God had ordained him, and Saul did not have the ability to take away his life. Let me tell you, however you came here, amen, crossing borders did not start yesterday. Did not start yesterday. And you know, some of you, because maybe you went and you said some lies, you keep on crying every day. Oh God, I did right. He knows you did. Even Abraham, he ran from his country and he went to Egypt during famine. And he said Sarah was not his wife, so that they could cross the border. Let me tell you, it does not matter how you came here. It does not matter whether you came here as a stowaway or human cargo, however you came here. The fact of the matter is, God made a way for you to be here. And that has to stick in your minds, because the greatest battles that you ever win is the battle of your mind. Do you think that God made a mistake to bring you here? How many people do you think are queuing outside American embassies around the world? Aren't they millions? But God chose you from Kiambu, from Laikipia, all those places, and he brought you here. Let me tell you, God has a plan. If you want to go, you will. You keep on singing songs. Oh, this place, I know they want to do this, I want to do. If you believe in a God that created the heavens and the earth, where will you go? Stay here. Put your feet firmly on the ground. off all the labels of an asylum seeker or an economic immigrant or a refugee or whatever. Know that you are a child of God. Somebody say amen. But like David, know how to seek the answer from God, know how to seek the counsel of God, and know that God will always provide you with a refuge. I want us to stand to our feet now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, where are the musicians? Haramaka. I want to unleash the power that will give you breakthroughs in your life. So that you don't have to be sad anymore. Hallelujah. God wants you to be free. Hallelujah. 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 God wants you to enjoy victory. Amen. God wants you to be invaded by uncommon favor and common blessings. And this is the time. Father, we worship you. Father, we love you. We glorify you today. I pray tonight someone here will receive a touch from God in the name of Jesus. Someone here, Lord, they will tap into the power of God that will bring them breakthroughs in every area of their lives. Shamakatai. Someone seeking for an answer. I pray the answer will come now. The answer will come now. In the name of Jesus. Anybody needing a counsel, I pray they shall receive counsel. Shamoki andaru yakatai. Riasu kushimia katai. Ramusikia katai. I pray there shall be refuge to those who are battered by circumstances of life. Hallelujah. They shall find their refuges in God. Yekia musiki kakakai. Ramosiki kiaka ramasukuti. Rimosiki kikianta takatai. Okay, young lady. The issue regarding your children is in the hands of God. I don't know you, but the issue regarding your children, leave it to God. Leave it to God. You have made an investment in your prayers, says the Lord. You have made an investment. Your investment is not in vain. God will arrest them on your behalf, and they will become what God wants them to be. The case is not in your hands. It is in his hands. So rest. Rest in God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Shamakatai. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the rhema word. I pray that my sister, Shakarabakatai, her children will be safe in the hands of God. They will not drift away. Shakaramakatai. You shall arrest them and they will become what they are meant to be. In Jesus' name. And I bless you. And I bless you. And I bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But say to you a few words from today. The next 45 days from today. Okay. And you have to mark it. Because that's when you know whether something is from God and it's not from God. The next 45 days are going to be very, very significant in your life. Very, very significant in your life. There's something that you have been waiting for. It is going to happen. It is going to happen. It is going to happen. The next 45 days, it will affect you and affect those around you. Your time for God to excite you, it is now. Hallelujah. Rosika yandori kamasatai. Romosikia ramokota. We bless you, Lord. 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 Rasuko shikamakatai. Rios nikamasikutikatai. Ramasuko kikai. Pastor Tony. I know your heart and I can feel it. I can feel it. And I feel in my spirit God wants you to launch into the deeper end. You are not going to be here for long. You are not going to be here for long. And so God wants you to start looking. God wants to start you looking. God wants to give you a place that you call your own. A place that you call your own. A place that will become a lighthouse for God. I feel that there are some things I'm fighting this morning in this place. It has nothing to do with you or with this congregation. And I believe that you are on transit. And I pray that God will accelerate that process. You don't know how, but He knows how. But God wants you to start looking. God wants you to start looking. Father, in the name of Jesus, I unleash this blessing. Rasukakakatai. I pray for provision. I pray for provision. I pray for provision. In the name of Jesus. 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 Rasika kakaki ando ribakotai. This place. You have been here for that time. You've been here there, but I feel in my spirit, Pastor Tony. You need to start looking. It's time to start looking, and don't leave this to your pastor. You also have to participate. Amen. You don't belong here. You don't belong here. And I feel you don't belong here. Hallelujah. You are going to go to a place that you call your own. And God will bring it to come to pass. God will bring it to come to pass. Pastor Tony. And I want to be part of the process. I want to be part of the process. I want to be part of that blessing. In the name of Jesus. 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 You've got to learn how to occupy. Occupy. You have come here in order to occupy. Hallelujah. And I tell you what. The moment you begin to look, God will show you. God will show you. Time to procrastinate it is over. It is time to begin to look, because God has got a place for you. Hallelujah. And I want to be part of that process. Somebody say amen. Amen. Pastor, I know I'll come back. I know I'll come back. But may the Lord bless you today. If I did not lay hands on you, anointing doesn't have to come only when I lay hands on you. Hallelujah. It's reaching out to God in faith and receiving. Even you, my brother, God will satisfy the hunger of your heart in the name of Jesus, and your expectations will not be cut short. You will relive your dreams in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let me bless my mama. Tegradime maitu. Tegradime. Tegradime. Nyodwako jiara. Hallelujah. Father, mwadhani thini wari twaria Jesu. Daria kiradhimo. Igoria maitu. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Mutorira wake uria utigarete. Atuike wa gukuona. Atuike wa gukugocithia. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Omuhande ihigaini. Liria litangie nyenyeka. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Athie na mbere akionagira. Utugi na uhoti wa Ngai. Muturire-ini wake. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Daria kirathimo. Igoro ya ciana ciake. Na ciana ciana ciake. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Mahoya magro yake. Matuike magukinyanira. Thini wari twaria Jesu. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We muradime. We muradime. We muradime. Let me pray for you as well. So let's hold my hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release your power and I release your anointing. Rasukoshai, let the power of God invade you. From the sole of your feet to the crown of your head, into every fiber of your being, and make you every whit whole to the glory of God. I pronounce and I decree you will live in victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let us praise the Lord tonight. Let us praise the Lord tonight. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Bless you, and I love you, and I believe that you'll see me again. Hallelujah. Your pastor, he is going to be my covenant brother. Hallelujah. So that when he needs me, I'll be available to him. When I need him, he'll be available to me. Pastor Tony, I love you, and God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Can you greet me over here so they can bless
me? May the Lord bless your hands. May the Lord be praised. Hallelujah. I am born again. And I love the Lord because he loves me. Praise the Lord. I have the joy of the Lord. Even this afternoon. Thanking him for his goodness. And because of his grace that is forever lasting. May the Lord be praised. I am happy for standing before you to thank you I'm so glad in my heart for what you have done. Since I came here almost 1 year ago, you have made me my heart glad. And I've seen the Lord dwelling among us. If the Lord be praised. I have come here to tell you that I'll be leaving tomorrow. And I decided to come and leave my blessings to you because of the way you welcomed me. I came and I was not feeling well. And the Lord has healed me.
Amen.
I am thankful to the Lord. And when I came, my children took me to the hospital. And I've been treated and I'm healed since I came. And I'm still taking medication. And I know I am healed in Jesus' name. And that's why even while going back home, I'll go with the strength of the Lord. Knowing that the Lord is interested with me. And He will go with me until He gets me to my home. May the Lord be praised. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord be with you. May He be your shepherd. May the Lord be praised. I am happy for the man of God. Even though I didn't understand everything he was saying, he was speaking the word that I love to hear. May the Lord be praised. So that he can find every time a word of in season. So that the hearts of people may be nourished. Because the time that we have remaining is just about a short time. May the Lord be your God, Apostle. May the Lord give you words to tell His people. May the Lord be praised. And I'll sing a song. Because I love singing. So every one of you stand up and sing together. Mama Njoroge and Dongo, my son. It is a song that you all know. Yeah, those people who are holy and Naholeri. And by the way, son is Sami Ndongo is a son to mom. And fine. He is my last born.
Adwaria viguna horeli me goro jega siyo ireda ne mesia itare jaba nyo take maiwe yore mara vime anero wa mamana dio arekera darera gaga dumega dira adwa de makarekenera o digo ala atai tulere na bura arekia kura Denato muove mora giro ma che lo era agora e ria digo na ore e ti gada io o digo nuda Mwe ganu wa kwe hoke kana wale amari odo na odigu Na ne madho ilioro wa ma Gaya gire meta wa iduke Na ne te anima anige meta wa Na ne mali ma oge wade wa korosia o Meni na gana guamaga meciria mao magaduka Kukira nyambu Ugoro siya oikalura Kukira Kira vimo kia onegi Kira roha mara vimeire Na igaire ria makagaya Hare Jehovah Miwe marakara Ona kerumi motoria wabeirwa mwadhani Yeti na inekore uhonokyo Ni mohema ema gwithaba Me ya madhire Udhiguni udhama Moiganu wakwe hokeka
Now stretch your hands towards our mother so that we can pray for her, so that as she goes, that the Lord will be with her. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful, we are honored, Lord, even for having given us such a beautiful gift to us for 1 year. Mom has been with us, Lord, and her inspiration is without, we have no words even to express the gratitude and the richness of your word in her heart. Father, she has modeled a life of integrity, and we have watched her, and we have desired, O Lord, even to be like her. Ne twagucokeria gatho mwathani na twakurathima ni tondu wake Ngai. Twamurathima baba agithiere yarainne mwathani ati ni ukumugitira. Ona agithie na ndege baba Ngai wa matuine ni ukumugitira mwathani. Theinie wale twari a Jesu Kristo. Ndahoya gutire mutino kana oru ungimukora. Theinie wale twari a Jesu Kristo. Ona ngendo iria agathie kuma kiwanja kia ndege guthie nyahururu ngai witu ni ugatwana na hamwe nake ngai witu ni uri murehagira mugate na ni uri muhere ni uri murehagira gya kunyua akakwana ni hamwe nake thenye wale twari ya Jesu Kristo ni twaki murathima mwathani twe nyumba yaku ngai ni tondu ni watu haire ekeheo mwathani na kuria guothe ari kinyana makinya make mwathani ni ari koragwe kirathimo thenye wale twari ya Jesu Kristo Otogu akoretwe kirathimo kuri ithwe Ngai mukuneke rugurwa ihiga mwathani muhithe otoigwo twaigwa kiugoine giaku muthenya wa umuthi theinie wale twari a Jesu Kristo ni wega ni tondu wa maitu witu mwathani twakuhoya atiriri ati ni ukuhe muhe matuku maingi mwathani maria mothe wa muharereirie atanaciarwo Ngai ni akumateguo ucoke kugucwo theinie wale twari a Jesu ni twambararia ritwa riaku twarathimo na ciana ciake twarathima njiaro ciake ciothe Ona kuri athiaga githomo mwathani ni twarathima ona ngwatanire o baba theinie wale twari a Jesu Kristo na ni twacokia ngatho na twahoya gutwitiketie theinie wale twari a Jesu Kristo ariwe muhonokio wa ngoro citu amen amen maito wathie twagutumana kirathimo na you know all that what we do when a loved one is among us We put some seed in their head so that they can have a mandazi maybe on their way to Dubai. We don't want mom to be stranded when she gets to Dubai. So if the Lord causes you to stir up your heart, put something in her hand and you're going to be blessed. Amen? Amen. And there's lunch that has been organized on her behalf after this service. God bless you. Amen. 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 Okay, she told Amen.
Moikario ne Jesu ne weiga. Moikario ne Jesu na dakame ake. Moikario ne Jesu ne weiga. Moikario ne Jesu na dakame. Motoria ne Jesu ne weiga. Motoria ne Jesu na dakame ake Motoria ne Jesu ne weiga Motoria ne Jesu na dakame Otuaro ne Jesu ne weiga Otuaro ne Jesu na dakame ake Otuaro ne Jesu ne weiga Oh, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. For those of you that have an opportunity to have met Mom, she is a woman of integrity and she is a leader. Every time we would meet for Bible study, she would challenge the people, why don't you come early and start on time so that we can go home on time? Why are you dilly-dallying? I love that woman. Amen. She is a powerhouse. Praise the Lord. Last week we had one of our pastors. He went home. And as all you know, we came together, and she went home to bid her mom bye-bye, and she put her to rest. And the Lord has been so gracious, Pastor Julius, to have brought you back home with charity. Come here, and I would like you to just say a word. We've missed you, even though we know where you are doing something good. Pastor Julius, amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's good to be back. The reason for going home was not what was, you know, what would bring joy. But it was okay, because we are reminded that in this world we are sojourners. We are travelers. Like I kept on saying that it's like driving in a highway. You know, there are so many exits. So when you get to your exit, you take your exit. Others will go for many miles and then they take their exit. Others will take theirs sooner. Others will stay in that highway for a long time. The reality is that each one of us who is seeing me today, your exit is coming. So we went home to bid Mom for her final journey, and we were just amazed at the love. You know, it started here in Dallas, and it went ahead of us, even in Kenya, the Anglican Church, St. Stephen's Jobe, and we were just amazed at what the congregation was able to do. There were over maybe about 450 people, and about six or seven clergies, you know, to bury Mom. The fact that she's been in that church since 1964, member of the Women's Guild. So basically, as a family, we are just observers. The Women's Guild just took over everything, and we just give God all the glory. So thank you very much for every kind of support and for being there for us as a family. We really, really appreciate it. We went and we came back on Sunday, and it's kind of been a marathon since then. But we give God all the glory. God is good all the time. Amen.
And thank you so much, all of you who went to help out. You know, with the barrier arrangements, we were there in large numbers. What can I say about this community? A beautiful community that the Lord has given us. And we just thank God for what He has done. Amen? Now, one more announcement, and then we're going to give unto the Lord. Now, the end of this month, I've organized, you know, we have people meeting from, you know, people congregating together from Ngong people and here. The other day, I was almost giving papers to join one of the welfare groups from Gidi's place. What is your home place, Gidi? Duberi. You know, they were saying you need to join our team. And you know, something stirred up in my heart to bring a people from Nakuru. Amen. So if you come from Naivasha all the way to Elbagon, Pastor, you can travel all the way from London. At the end of this month, I thought to bring up, by the way, Elder Maravin too is also included. I can see Pastor looking at me like, okay, Eldama Ravine, all that area. On the 30th of April, we want to meet here so that we can come together and also see what we can do as people from the Nakuru County. Amen? So if you can pass this word, there's a WhatsApp already that has been going on. And so we're prepared and we are geared to this. If you want to know much more about it, you can come and you can talk to me and I'll give you the information. Amen? We want to give unto the Lord, and because of our time, if the Lord moves in your heart to write a special check to our pastor, to Apostle Mungai, you want to be a blessing to him. I'd like either for you to note it on the envelope, the amount of money you want to give him as a gift to him, and note it on the envelope, and our able treasurers will do the necessary. If you want to write a separate check, please write that separate check and indicate on the bottom that it is for Apostle Mungai, and the Lord is going to bless you. Amen. Shall we do that? We want to give our tithes and we want to give our offerings. Amen. I just want to thank every one of you for your faithfulness. It is because of your faithfulness we are able to pay the bills. You know, this church, we pay rent, by the way, and there's ministry costs, you know, like running the Sunday school and things that you might even not imagine behind the scenes that require money. So thank you so much for your obedience. Now, you can write a check, and also you can also give. Sometimes I know, like today, I forgot to bring my check. You have another alternative to give electronically. You can go to Sister Lorraine. Can you wave back at us? Sister Lorraine has an electronic machine there. She can run your debit card, and you can give electronically as well, and the Lord is going to bless you. Amen? Why don't we lift up our envelopes if you have one? If you don't have one, this Sister Betty is giving up an envelope. And by the way, we are also giving towards our building. And thank you so much, because of coming up, we are accelerated, and we are going to run with the word that the apostle of God gave us today, that this, we are just in transition. Amen. Thank you so much. We're having a raffle every Sunday, and I know we are going to culminate with the one Gid. I know Gid is just looking at me. We shall have, we're having a raffle every Sunday. Let us participate in this, because in doing so, we shall accelerate even raising the down payment. I think we are approaching the 60,000 mark right now. We are almost there. We are almost there. So, and our friends, even those who are coming from Houston, you can sow a seed, even not now, but later. If the Lord, if you want to sow right now, you can do it. But if you are not prepared today, you know, we would like even our friends to come and help us so that we can raise the money that is necessary to put the down payment. But we are going by faith. We shall start looking by the word that was given to us today. Amen? 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 Amen. Just lift up those envelopes as we declare blessings over the tithes and offerings. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you've been so gracious to each one of us. You've given us a job. You've given some of us businesses, Lord, a source of income. And Father, even as we sow these seeds today, and even as we gift a gift to the man of God, I pray that we are sowing these seeds into a fertile ground. And we shall never, never, ever regret why we gave to the Lord, because we sow in a fertile and for the work to propel the work of the ministry. Lord, I call for a multiplicity over every seed that is being given today. Lord, there are some who are paying their tithes here right now. According to your word, Lord, you shall rebuke the devourer who to steal into the resources that you've entrusted into the people of God in the name of Jesus. Father, you've told us to test you in this area in paying of our tithes, and see if you're not going to open up the floodgates of heaven and rush out a great blessing even to us, where our storehouses will not even have room enough to hold. Lord, for those that don't have any seed to give today, Lord, the Bible tells us that you give a sower a seed so that they can sow into the house of the Lord. I pray that you shall grant them a seed, and that they will come and give it generously. They are not giving it to Pastor Tony. They are not giving it to Empowerment Christian Center, but they are giving it to the cause of the ministry. And as we do so, Lord, I know that you shall bless us indeed. And I give you praise, and I honor your name. Give those who are working promotions, expand the businesses of those who have businesses in the name of Jesus. And for those who are trusting you, Lord, may you expand their panorama, that they will be able to see the greatness of the Lord, even as we learned here today. Father, we give you praise and we honor your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. And our tradition is bringing our tithe offerings here, so you can begin to bring your tithes and offerings here. And for those who may not have a check, again, Sister Lorraine is available there. She can run your debit card, and you can give to the Lord as well in that way. So why don't we rise up and come and give to the Lord, even as we are blessed with a number here from our brother. Amen. Okay, Sister Lorraine, you can give us a number. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. The Lord bless you. Yeah. okay. Thank you. As those ones continue giving, I'm going to give Gideon this opportunity to do what we do every Sunday and as we wind our service. Amen, Brother Gideon.
Yeah. Now you are with Pastor Gideon. Good afternoon, everyone. As usual, this is our daily. Every Sunday, we do this. Noiwa modu ajeri. Othiyo ikalawi na mete torente na kido kenini kuma kuliwa na kwawe mogani. Pastor, thank you very much. Ni odu wogu wa mwene da kuwa bireria doa na ikuru. Ake koru wogu tiri modu waga tora kanyo. Chuhere na mogithi wadu walea. Aga tora kau na metu ya wako ono. Tuyeke wako otodo. Vegele mwende gara gara gia mwato. Nguwa tuwe duwane Kenyatta. Na waga kunyita na nadu wako wanyu. Ewe ni woge tuwela wewe yo. All right, we must be always together with everything. The time of happy, the time of care, the time of eating, the time of drinking. Okay? Today I'm not going to keep you so much because the time is gone so far. Julius, you was not here on Sunday, but this is a bit small. Men, we were getting mug. Oh man, Pastor has, and Julius, because he was not here, you give me $30, this is yours, and it is saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and I know you trust God. Okay? Okay, that one is $30. Who else? Do we have another man who was not here? Nothing is impossible with God. Kanate mudu wa jeri. Na liwe todo wa jeri, ciana ciaku ciriguan ne ciaku. It's only $30. Yeah. Now. Hena tu gituiri haha na tu na kaundu turoiga kamwe ne ka vithari. Na kau kage ne gasube. Gasube ne kadike S. Salt. Nakavidari, ewo ni ndio le chita kwa shake ha. Dine vidari le koyajiri ile na pi. Nakaliuga ga gashube karoiga. Bless this home. Kavili biga koiga. Faith, hope and love. Onoko ni rashokara danire. Dukira ke gugurire tutu $30. Thank you very much. The moria to di ko moikaria. Ene tuoka mwena wa women. Toto neto chaja na yuto geke roido ige. Dero natu geke toto ido tuatu ana ngaka. Neu ngaka. Here we have one for the dogo kyoga. Toto ido tuwa moana 1, 2, 3, 4. Mutumiyo akefuri moano shiodale rane neha. Will you please give me $30? Where is kefuri? Oh, you are there. Come on, give me $30. No, give me naka nini. Heto geha hakemoto tiga kurela. Kemoto onawe na moana. Give me $30. Today is faster. Where is Kimodo? Nani gora gwonadu wa moko. My ladies, today I don't know what is going on. Kamulai girwa munogure munadhira why women of the king. Huh? I have my ladies who does this. Faster. This is for Kimodo. Another one here. For Mr. and Mrs. Kefuri. And you come with both $60. Now, I have, now this one, I'm serious. 32 pieces. Ishidani no kuigadiro. You just keep these plates in your cupboard. In the morning, the small one, you'll get it with 2 eggs. The other one, 2 sausages. And the other one, bacon. Big plate, lunchtime. This plate, just know it is that lunchtime. And gutie na mudu rahikanirio ro riu guku ni njega muno na beginners 32 pieces that iroga ku ne kaihura ndukairega cotton gaka. Okay, adwa Houston omura na citaigi ma besa cigana o muge tu no kuga tu ni mugutunywa ni angi oguo ndugetigire murata cigi ma besa cigana betarora Raji, breakfast, everything. And you just hear Elder Maravin Nakuru, you'll be having your own kiama. Mwahota kurugamia mudu atuike president. Na muimenyere muno tondu mwi hakuhi na Raila. Okay. 32 pieces. Andu a Houston moiga ati matiro matigukite biashara megukite kumagaria mamwao. How much? $50. $50 first time. $50 today. I'm not going to keep you. 100. Houston, nimuri muka gushera, mwathi gushera kwake muri koraga thani cio cina irio, nimuri riaga mutikamake. 100 to Julius first time. 110 to Mr. Getao. 110 first time. Ginya tuna mutu yo aku atheka oiga it's ni waku ucio. 110 to Getao first time. Na mwaga kwemenyana ni guthi haraka tondu Getao ni my friend. Tukoragwa nake maundu ini maingi muno. Onale moka agwa kwa ni mwakora Getao. 110 first time. 130. Ah, 160 to Getao. Oh my God. Hey, 160 to Getao first time. 160 to Getao second time. Don't know what to me. 160 to Getao second time. 160 to Getao. Was going. 160 to Getao. 160 to Getao. Nani endela mu ogerera ikumi. 170 to Getao first time. 170 to Getao second time. Iraidoishi. My wife wa Getao. Iraidoishi, my wife wa Getao. 170 to Getao third time. Thank you very much. Mugani wito kuma London. Ni watu ila nito kwehera goko. Idoichi tule edia. Nisi ya kutai vire ya besha ili ya tuwe na shioshi ya kwehera goko. Tuwe na kendo tagiri mirongo ya tadato. And we are trying to do this every Sunday to enable us to get money for our own sanctuary. I always tell people here, don't be comfortable with where you are sitting, because your seat is somewhere else. So we are very happy with you guys. I'm very happy with you guys. Dewanyu na mule yakwa. So deha hageka auction mukamenyaga gidino ule omwe tondu kihika no kihikania ona birthday ya soso wanyu no juka na ngatuika MC. Okay, thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Gideon. Gideon is our building chairman, and they do a good job with the committee, and I believe they are having, we are going to have a small meeting today after the service. Why don't we rise up and conclude this service? Get hold of the hands of the person standing next to you, even as we conclude this service. Thank you so much. And thank you all the guests who came. The Lord bless you so much. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful. We are honored to be in your presence today. Thank you, Lord, because you have ordained this day that you would come here, Lord, to be nourished by your word, even from a far country. We thank you, Lord, even for the man of God who traveled all the way from England to come and bring the word of the Lord. We continue to pray that wherever he steps his foot, that you shall give him favor. Thank you, Lord, even for the guests who came from Houston, and guests who came from different parts of this city, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I speak a blessing of our lives as we enter a fresh week ahead. I pray that the demons of hell will be subjected right under our foot. in the name of Jesus. I pray that you shall open up our eyes that we may see clearly. I pray even as according to your word today that we shall see beyond the smoke screens of the devil in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall have a sound mind. I declare that we shall experience an uncommon favor in the name of Jesus. I declare that this week is going to be a sickness-free week in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease are not our portion this week in the name of Jesus. I put a hedge of protection round about each and every one of us. My Lord, even where there is chaos in a family, bring restoration in the name of Jesus. Where there's lack of unity, I speak unity in that family in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our hope be in you in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is going to be one of the greatest weeks that we shall experience in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for giving us a wonderful time in your presence. And we thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. May the Lord God bless you. May you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time in the week ahead. In Jesus' name.